Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals, providing knowledge that is moving medicine forward. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome to UAB Medcast. I'm Melanie Cole, and joining me today is Dr. Adam Beck. He's a professor and the director in the Division of Vascular Surgery and Endovascular Therapy at UAB Medicine, and he's here today to highlight LumiGuide, powered by Force, for aneurysm repair. Dr. Beck, thank you so much for joining us again today, and we're going to be discussing practical experience, decision-making, and the impact of the technology itself. But first, tell us a little bit about LumiGuide for aneurysm repair. What's the evolution of this technology?
Well, first, thanks for having me. This is a new technology that allows us to do procedures inside the patient's body without using fluoroscopy. So we would typically use imaging that requires us to basically radiate the patient with an X-ray so that we can see inside their body. And this technology allows us to drive catheters and wires inside the patient's body for certain procedures inside of their arteries without using X-rays.
That's really amazing. So tell us a little bit about your experience with LumiGuide in the context of aneurysm repair. How long have you been using it? What motivated you to adopt it?
Well, this technology, I had the benefit of doing some of the early development of the technology with the company that created it, and this is Philips, and the LumiGuide is the new name of it. It was called FORS, F-O-R-S, which is fiber optic real shape, and that basically was born out of some technology that my understanding was developed with NASA for the space shuttle program. It was basically these fiber optic cables that were placed around the shuttle that detected any deformation of the outside of the shuttle. And so what they realized is that they could create these fiber optics that could determine when it bent based on the light, the feedback from the light. And so they developed these catheters and wires that we fuse with the patient's three-dimensional anatomy in the operating room on the table. And so we can, as we move the wires and catheters inside their body, we can see it on a screen in front of us, just like you were watching an X-ray procedure. It really supplements the X-ray procedure. It doesn't replace it because you still have to drive these stents into the body to fix an aneurysm. That does not have the fiber optics on it. So you have to do fluoroscopy for that portion of the procedure. What we use it for is driving through the holes in the stents inside the artery. These are called fenestrated and branched aortic endografts that we use to repair aneurysms that involve the portion of their aorta that has branches to the intestines and kidneys. And so these devices basically reline the inside of the blood vessels. And we drive these catheters and wires using FORS through the holes in the graft out into the branch vessels. And the benefit of it is, number one, is we don't have to use radiation. So there's less radiation with the procedure. But it actually makes the procedure much easier because you don't normally, if you're doing X-ray, you have to move this gantry that does the X-ray around the patient. So it's this big tube that moves around the patient. Well, with this LumiGuide, we don't have to do that. We can actually just manipulate the 3D image with a computer mouse. And we can get views of the patient's aorta that you physically cannot get with fluoroscopy or with X-rays. And so it allows us to see in multiple views where the wire and catheter is driving. So it's a little difficult to describe without showing you a video, but it makes the procedure much more efficient, easier for us, faster, less likely to injure the patient's blood vessels, and as I mentioned, less radiation.
What an exciting time in your field, Dr. Beck, since this is such an advanced internal device visualization solution. What kind of training did you and your team undergo to effectively utilize it and learn how to utilize it?
Well, as I mentioned, I've been lucky enough to participate in some of the development of it. So we were one of the first places in the world to have access to this technology. We were one of the only five institutions in the United States and 10 in the entire world who had access to the first generation of the device. And very recently, the second generation was released, and UAB was the first in the U.S. to use it and the second in the world to use it. And so we've been really on the front end of this technology. It's actually pretty simple to use. Once you learn how to fuse the 3D imaging and the operating RAM, the use of it is pretty simple because it's essentially a catheter and a wire, just like you would use it for a typical fluoroscopic procedure. And it just replaces that. And so otherwise, you're still visually looking at it on the screen and you're still manipulating the catheters and wires like you would typically. But it just takes a little getting used to the wire and catheter that you use with the system. But other than that, it's pretty simple to use. And we have representatives from the company that come and teach our OR staff how to set it up and how to do the 3D fusion, which is quite easy.
In your experience, Dr. Beck, how has the use of LumiGuide impacted patient outcomes in aneurysm repair procedures? What have you seen and how seamlessly has it worked into the flow of these procedures?
It's been very seamless because we were already previously using 3D overlay technology, meaning that we fused the patient's preoperative CT scan with their body position on the table, and it essentially is based off of that imaging technology. So it was very seamless and easy to use it. The outcomes are still to be determined as whether this is going to actually impact the outcomes from the procedures. We are collecting data from all of the centers, both in the United States and abroad, to determine if there are any improvements in the patient outcomes. We do know that it decreases the radiation in the procedure. That's already been determined, and it decreases the amount of fluoroscopy time, which means the time on the pedal where we're actually doing active fluoro. It probably decreases the time in the operating room as well. And it pretty much uniformly, if you can decrease the amount of time that patients are under general anesthesia, especially patients with like these who have aneurysms, who tend to be older with a lot of medical comorbidities, that decreased time under anesthesia does typically improve the outcomes of the procedure. But whether we're going to be able to see that incrementally over time is still to be determined.
And doctor, since you were involved in the early stages of this, as we look forward to the future a little bit, what additional features or enhancements would you like to see in future iterations of LumiGuide? How do you foresee the role evolving in the field of aneurysm repair and beyond?
Well, there's constant development going on with this group of bioengineers that are working on these devices, and we have a lot more ideas than we have time and ability to do these things. But what I foresee happening is these devices changing to include lower profile wires and expanding into other specialties. I imagine it will eventually expand into things like cardiology, where they can do coronary interventions, or neurosurgery and neurointerventional radiology, where they could do intracranial procedures. Things like chemoembolizations done in the liver, which our interventional radiology colleagues do. So I think it will expand enormously into those different fields. It's been primarily vascular surgeons who have participated in the early development, and it's been very much focused on aneurysm repair. There are some ongoing, I don't mean to make these sound simple, but they're simple ideas anyway, things that will improve our ability to use it in aneurysms, which are things like increasing the length of the wires, improving some of the characteristics of the wire so that it's a little more similar to a non-fiber optic wire. Those sorts of developments seem simple on their surface, but they do require a lot of development on the part of the bioengineers.
What would you like the key takeaways to be from this episode for other providers that are considering this technology, fascinated by the technology and the evolution of it? What would you like them to know about LumiGuide and its use at UAB Medicine?
For those who get access to this early, there will be a expanded access to it in the future. If you're doing complex aortic repairs, what I will say is once you learn how to use these devices, it does decrease the length of the procedure and makes the procedure easier effectively. And I think that there are a number of benefits related to what I call virtual biplane. It's almost like having a biplane, which means that you've got a radiation source from two different directions. It's almost like having that without having to have it. So it decreases the radiation substantially. So if for providers that do percutaneous arterial interventions and venous interventions, I think this is really going to be a game changer in our fields. And so I would highly encourage people to get in on the front end of it if they have the opportunity to get access to these types of technologies. And there's much more to come. Like I said, we're on the front end of this, so we're very fortunate to have access to the new technologies as they come out. And I can imagine in the next 2 to 5 years, we should see some pretty exciting advancements in this non-fluoroscopic imaging.
Thank you so much, Dr. Beck, for joining us today and telling us about these exciting advancements in your field. And for more information, please visit our website, uabmedicine.org/physician. That concludes this episode of UAB Medcast. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.